And parenting moments every Wednesday here on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We've been going through the whole month of September, and I guess September is done as of today. Great topic, getting our kids all ready for the new school year, a very different school year, helping them cope. And you've been sharing some great tips. We're on 5 and 6, I think, today.
That's right. So tip number 5 is build a predictable routine, and 6 is model calm behavior.
Okay.
So the reality is that we did it. We made it through September.
Yay!
And as parents, you have created this predictable routine, and this helps kids feel safe. Things we can control make us feel safe because they're predictable, while things that fall out of our control can lead to feelings of anxiety. So when we're in a situation like a pandemic where there is lots of uncertainty, we want to create these little pockets of where we can control our world, and this provides us comfort and security. So continue creating those predictable daily routines, the consistent times that you have meals together, you're waking and going to bed. Before and after school, make plans that, again, are shared activities that you enjoy together, lots of connecting time, whether that's making breakfast together, reading together, going to the park, a bike ride. And this is probably the most important for us as parents. Tip number 6, model calm behavior. Of course, you as a parent are feeling uncertainty and worry too. However, as much as possible, you want to take care of naming and taming those feelings with another caring adult so that you can model calm and confident attitudes about returning to school each day with your child. Using cheerful, positive messages when you're saying goodbye and providing lots of empathy when you're responding to tantrums, protests, or crying. Research clearly suggests that children notice how their parents feel and pick up on our subtle cues, such as our facial expressions or the cautious tone in our voice. And this is God's design, Mike. Right? Mm-hmm. Children really are built to use us as their attachment figures. So then they're going to look to us to say, is this place that I'm going, is this thing I'm about to do safe enough? Parents who care for their own well-being and mental health are better able to care for their children. So please be kind to yourself and seek out those you can turn to when you're struggling or are troubled by this unprecedented circumstance. And of course, if you need it, seek mental health services. While this year's transition back to school is different, we can help our children feel optimistic by listening to and validating their worries, teaching them coping strategies, reviewing safety protocols, and supporting them with loving, tender kindness when they find things difficult. Our kids need us to lead the way for a successful back-to-school transition and to develop the skills that they need throughout their lifetime to be resilient in the face of uncertain times.
Some great information throughout the month here to help our children, help moms and dads as well. And really appreciate that reminder, Kimberly, too, that mom and dad, if you are needing some help, make sure you do get that as well. Kimberly, how best to contact you?
So I encourage people to call us at 403-230-2959, or they can go to our website at eckertcenter.com and fill out the self-referral form, or they are welcome to just book their appointment right there online.
Okay, eckertcenter.com for that. And a chance at a free consultation right now to caller number
6 today.
Caller 6 at 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Really a big help to our Shine family throughout the month of September for back to school. And I'm sure next month for October, whatever you got planned, it'll be pumpkin spice flavored.
That's right.
Can't wait to talk to you next week.
Yum, yum. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Mike, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.